We continue our learning Le'ilinish, Mas David ben Menachem, Rosh Hashem Yaakov, and Pinchas Leo. We begin Masechah Sukkah. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Masechah Sukkah deals with the major four mitzvos that we deal with on Sukkahs. Number one is the mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah. The other is the Dalad Minim. There's the mitzvah of Arava in the Mikdash to place Aravos next to the Mizbeach. And the fourth is the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, which we'll discuss towards the end of the Masechah. We begin with the laws of the Sukkah itself and the building of the Sukkah. Sukkah she gavoa lamala me'esrim ama psula. A sukkah that is higher than 20 amos is going to be pasul. So why is it pasul? The Gemara offers three possibilities. In the name of Rabbah says, the pasuk says regarding sukkahs, laman yedu doroseichem, kibasukoso shaftus b'nei Yisrael. Yedu, you have to know. Up until 20 amos, you know that you're sitting in a sukkah. But if it's more than 20 amos high, you don't even realize that you're in a sukkah because your eyes don't go all the way up to even see the schach. The schach, sukkah means schach. By definition, that's the, when we speak about what defines this structure as a sukkah, is the schach. It's from the same shoresh. So if I don't notice that I'm a sukkah because my eyes don't go up so high to see the schach, I don't know I'm in a sukkah, and therefore I don't fulfill l'man yedu doroseichem. Rabbi Zera says no. The halacha is based on the following. Based on a pasuk in Shayo, it says, v'sukkah t'yeh l'tzel yomam mechorev. That when we speak about a sukkah is about shade. So a person knows when a sukkah is lower than 20, is 20 amos or lower, you know you're sitting in the shade of the sukkah. But when it's so tall, you're really not sitting in the shade of the sukkah, sukkah meaning the schach, you're sitting in the shade primarily of the walls, and therefore we can't have a sukkah that's too high. And Rava's of the opinion that that the reason the sukkah can't be higher than 20 amos is because of the pasuk basukos teshuvu shivas yomim. Teshuv means we're supposed to live in the sukkah, and during the 7 days of sukkahs we say tzei midiras keva v'shev midiras arai, leave the permanent structure of the house and go into a temporary structure of a sukkah. So he says up until 20 amos, that's typically what a temporary structure. Once it's more than 20 amos, so that is not that's not a temporary structure. That's something that is permanent. Now, the Gemara wonders, well, what if you make it, you can make a permanent structure less than 20 amos by having mechitzos walls that are made of iron. That's true, but nonetheless, that's generally not what happens. It's up until 20 amos, a person makes his dira a dira sarai, and therefore, since that's what people typically do, even if one particular person chooses to make the walls out of iron very, very strong, it doesn't pass the sukkah. The walls can be made of anything. And since the height itself is what people typically make into a temporary structure, it makes no difference what you do to the walls. But if you make the sukkah too high, even if you're using walls that are not that sturdy, since that's what people typically do, they make a large structure, something that's obviously for a diras keva, therefore that's going to pasul the sukkah. So sukkah higher than 20 amos is pasul for one of these three reasons that are offered in the Gemara. And Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says a sukkah can be more than 20 amos because according to his opinion, a sukkah should be a diras keva, should be a permanent structure, and not a diras arai, and therefore going to be more than 20 amos. V'she'ena gavoa asara tfachim, then the Mishnah is going to list some other things that will disqualify the sukkah. Number one, if it's not 10 tfachim high. Sukkah has to be 10 tfachim high. That's the halach of any mechitza, any wall in Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Erevin. When we speak about the height of a wall, it's 10 tfachim, so it has to be a minimum of 10 tfachim high. If it's not 10 tfachim high, that will disqualify the sukkah, or v'she'en la shalosh tefanos, if it doesn't have three walls, which we'll explain a little bit what that means in a couple of minutes. V'shech hamasa meruva mitzilasa, where if the sukkah has more sun than shade, that will also disqualify the sukkah, it says psula. So here we have three more things that make the sukkah pasul: not 10 tefachim high, doesn't have three walls, has less than three walls, and has more sun than shade. So let's go through these three. When we speak about shalosh tefanos, so this is the drive, this we have a machlokes between The Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon, how many walls the sukkah really needs? Rabbi Shimon says 4, and the Chachamim say 3. And this is all derived from the fact that in the Torah, it says basukost teshvu, it says the word basukost 3 times. One time it's written mali with a vav, and the other time it's written basukost without a vav, as this it says basukas. And it's from there that we learn how many walls a sukkah should have. Rabbi Shimon says, well, the bottom line is, the way the words are read are basukos, what we call yesh aim lemikra. There's greater strength to the way the word is read. And the Chacham said, no, yesh aim lemasores. We look at the way the word is written, the traditional way they're written in the Chumishes, without a vav in 2 of those cases. So if you knock out one of the basukos without a vav, because that's needed for itself to teach you the halacha, the extra 2, so what do I have? I have one that's male, one that has a vav, and that's plural, and one basukos without a vav, that's like basukas, that's singular. So there you add 2 plus 1, you have 3 walls. Rabbi Shimon has 4 walls because he views all of those words as if they have a vav, and you knock out one for itself, and then I'm left with 2 basukoses left, and therefore that's four walls. In the end, there is a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that even that extra wall, that 4th wall according to Rabbi Shimon, or the 3rd wall according to the Chachamim, and we follow the Chachamim, doesn't even to be a full wall. The halacha is that we can have that wall can even be what we call the width of a tefach. It's not really only the width of a tefach. What happens is like this. Let's say like the Chachamim. You need 3 walls, but it can be 2 walls and change. 2 walls and change means that I have 2 walls that are at a right angle to one another. That's how you start. And the sukkah in general has to be a minimum of 7 tefachim wide. The wall long. Each wall has to be at least seven tefachim long. So here I have 2 walls. Let's assume they're each 7 tefachim long. And they're at an L, a right angle. And then my 3rd wall only needs to be a tefach. What this means is that we take a board that is obviously has to be at least 10 tefachim high. But now we're talking about the width or the length of this wall is a little bit more than a tefach, a little bit more than a tefach, and I put it right next to with an air a little bit less than 3 tefachim from one of the parts of the L. So now I have the concept of lavud. Lavud is where I have a space, an open space less than 3 tefachim from one space to another. Lavud means as if they're halachically attached. So that's, we have like a picket fence is considered enclosed because it's less than 3 tefachim between one board, one slat, and another. So that's halachically considered attached. So the same thing here. So if I take a board that is at least 10 tefachim high and it's a little bit more than a tefach wide, and I put it a little bit less than a tefach, a little bit less than 3 tefachim from one of those walls, I have this imaginary connection, and therefore I have a wall now, a 3rd wall, that is 4 tefachim wide. Well, 4 tefachim wide is the majority of a halachic wall. Halachic wall only needs to be 7 tefachim. And here I have a wall that's 4 tefachim by simply having a board that is the width or the length of a tefach and a little bit of tefach and a mashu. Halacha also demands that not only do I have that piece a little bit more than a tefach, which is a little bit in width, a little bit less than a little bit less than 3 tefachim from the wall, but I also need a tsuras ha-pesach. I need one besides on the other side where I have that one thick board. I have to attach to it what we call a tsuras ha-pesach, which is a doorway, the form of a doorway, and that will end. I don't need a full wall, but that will be in the space of the extra 3 tefachim in order to finish off that 7 tefachim wall. Obviously, a picture would be helpful. Says the Mishnah now, what is chamasa meruba mitzilasa? If the sukkah is possible to have more sun than shade. So the Gemara says that it's really not true. I don't need, it's not possible. It's when we say more sun than shade, what it means is I don't need more shade than sun. In fact, we medayik from the Mishnah that it's enough to have 50-50. 50% shade and 50% sun. I would say, hold on, how could that be sukkah? Sukkah means I have schach, I have something over me. If 50% is the sun, so why is that sufficient? So the answer is, if I have more sun than shade, then I know that on top, there's more greater thickness of the schach than open space between them, because the rays of the sun tend to spread out when they come on the ground. So if I'm looking at the ground and I see that I have 50% rays of sun, 50% shade, I know for sure that on top at the sukkah, my schach is taking up more than 50% of the top of the sukkah, of the roof of the sukkah, and the spaces between them are a little bit less. So therefore, that is kosher as well, 50-50. Sukkah yishana, then the Mishnah says, what if I have an old sukkah? Now, what is an old sukkah? The Mishnah will define in a moment. Beis Shammai poslin, an old sukkah, Beis Shammai says, is puzzles invalid. Veisila machshirin. Ask the Mishnah, Veizu sukkah yishana, what is this sukkah yishana that Beis Shammai says is puzzle? Kol sha'asa'a, kodim lechog, shloshim yom. Any sukkah that you made before sukkah, more than 30 days before Sukkot, which means I built it stam. I didn't have anything in mind. I built a hut, happens to be a kosher sukkah. I have my three walls, I have kosher schach, but I built it as a hut. So Beis Shammai says, if you built this more than 30 days before Sukkot, then it's possible, because you have to build the sukkah, according to Beis Shammai, l'shem hachag, for the sake of the holiday, based on the pasuk, chag hasukos ta'aseh l'cha shivas yamim. The chag hasukos means that the sukkah has to be made for the chag. Sukkah ha'asuya l'shem chag is a sukkah. If it's not asuya l'shem chag, it's not a sukkah. Beis Hillel says, no, that's a kosher sukkah. You don't need to make a sukkah for the sake of the chag. They use that pasuk for something else. Ah, says the Mishnah, avalim asa'o l'shem chag. If you built a sukkah for the sake of Sukkot, then even Beis Shammai agrees, afilu mitchilas hashana kshera. Then, if you made the sukkah before the chag, let's say you made it right after last Sukkot. You built it Chanukah time. Maybe not such a good idea to have a sukkah up at that time. But you built it all the way to the beginning of the year. If after Sukkot of the previous year I built a sukkah, even Beis Shammai would say it's kosher because I made the sukkah l'shem chag. But that also means that according to Beis Shammai, if you build a sukkah stam, without thinking, without making just a hut, but it's within 30 days of Sukkot, it's after the 15th day of Elul, so then we can assume that that's for Sukkot. Within the 30-day period, we can assume that stam, even if you don't have anything specific in mind, that is l'shem sukkah as well, and that's not a sukkah yishana, that is kosher even according to Beis Shammai. Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, ha'osa sukkaso tachaso ilon. A person who makes his sukkah under a tree so that the branches of the tree are now leaning over the schach of the sukkah, since the branches of a tree are pasul, as we'll learn in the fourth Mishnah, they're attached to the ground, therefore they're pasul. So it's as if you made the sukkah in a house which obviously is disqualified. Sukkah gabe sukkah. What if you build one sukkah on top of another? Meaning the schach of the lower sukkah is the floor of the upper sukkah. Says the Mishnah, ha'elyona k'shera. The top one is kosher. Obviously, it can't be higher than 20 amos, but from the ground. But the top one is kshera, the hatachtona psula, and the lower one is pasul. Why is this true? And this is the Tanakama's opinion. And they say because the pasuk says basukos teshvu, so basu have to sit in a sukkah. A sukkah means I have to sit in one sukkah and not in a sukkah under a sukkah. And the Rambam says that the lower one is pasul because it's like making a sukkah in a house when you make one sukkah on top of the other. So, according to the Tanakhama, the lower one is pasul, but the upper sukkah is kosher as long as it's not above 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ein diurin bo'el yona. If literally you don't have people living in the upper one, that doesn't mean no one's living there. It means the top sukkah is not roy, is not fit for people to live there. Because the floor, let's say, which is the schach of the lower one, which is the floor of the upper one, let's say it's too weak for people to live there, to put in furniture, to put in chairs and a table, etc. Then atachton ekshera, then the lower one will be kosher. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to qualify this halacha. Not that the tachton is always pasul. If the top one is really not livable, so then the lower one is kosher. And the Gemara says that the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is not is not to the extent that it seems in the Mishnah. The Gemara says like this: if the schach of the lower one, meaning which is the floor of the upper one, is so unstable that you couldn't even put in benches or cushions to sit on them in the upper sukkah, then everyone agrees the bottom one is kosher. Even the Tanakhama agrees that the bottom one is kosher using that schach. You know why? Because I'm using the schach really of the upper sukkah. Obviously, it can't be, as we said, higher than 20 amos. If the schach of the lower one is strong enough to serve as a floor for the upper sukkah, so that pillows and cushions are very comfortable, you can sit on there and you're not going to fall through. Everyone agreed, and much definitely strong. Everyone agrees that the bottom one is puzzled. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree the bottom one is puzzled. The whole machlokas between the Tanakhama, who is more strict, and Rabbi Yehuda, who is less strict, is when the schach of the lower sukkah, which is the floor of the upper one, is a little bit weak, but it can handle cushions and pillows al yedei adchak. If you really need to in a pressing situation, it's possible. The likelihood is you're not going to fall through. Then the Tanakhama would say, that's no good. If the top one is livable, even if there's no one there, the bottom one is no good. That's a sukkah tachas a sukkah. That's no good. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Since the upper one is really not royal adira in a permanent kind of way, only in a al yedei atzchak, only in emergency situations, if you really needed to, you could have people up there, maybe not too many people, and can handle it. But generally speaking, you would not have people up there. Then the bottom sukkah is not going to be considered a sukkah tachas a sukkah, and it will be kosher using, of course, the schach of the upper sukkah.